Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify. Unlike last week, where we had no notes, this week I have no idea where to start. Do you start with the historic,
yes,
the first time ever that the Speaker of the House has been removed from office?
Yeah, I like that story.
You start with the Biden administration saying that they're going to build a wall. What?
I like my take on that story, at least.
The Speaker story?
Yeah. And it's the same as a lot of others. I don't care that much. I don't care that much. I don't like any of them.
Yes, but the left is using it to make fools of the Republicans. They're trying to, you know, say, look, these people, which the Republican Party is so divided.
Would they not say very similar things about the Republicans anyway?
Valid.
Doesn't matter.
But I don't think it helps in general, Republican cause.
Well, it's not just what they say. It's the news cycle that it creates. It's taken Joe Biden's miserable governance, Hunter Biden, the impeachment inquiry, and all that stuff are now out of the news cycle. That's probably
true.
The biggest effect.
I actually hadn't even thought about it from that angle. It's like aliens.
It
accomplishes the same thing as alien stories.
On principle, I don't disagree with a lot of, like, you know, what this small group of people has done. Normally
let's be fair here. On principle, you agree with Matt Gaetz. You don't agree with the lady who's mad at McCarthy for not putting an abortion bill on the floor.
Yeah. I mean,
and so that's the other weird thing about this group.
Matt Gaetz, and I don't know his motives. Maybe it's personal. Maybe he's just trying to say enough is enough. We got to blow this entire thing up and start over somehow. That I agree. We do need to blow this whole thing up. But from a political standpoint, so on principle, yeah. But on a political standpoint, there's a lot of potential downside to this.
Do you think that Gaetz had confirmed with Jim Jordan beforehand that he'd be willing to run this time before he pulled the trigger? I agree. As soon as Jim Jordan said that he was going to be willing to be speaker this time where he wasn't last time, I thought to myself, Gaetz knew that before he did this.
If I had to bet, yes, that would be my bet. Otherwise, it really is
crazy.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
And that's if you can even get everyone behind Jim Jordan, because I could name off a few Republicans who would vote for the other guy.
Steve Scalise?
No, the minority.
Oh, Jeffers? Jeffries?
Yeah, Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries. I could see there's some Republicans who I wouldn't be surprised if they voted for Hakeem Jeffries before they voted for Jim Jordan.
Yeah, if you're not a fan of, like, real principled conservatives and good operators and all that, you're not going to like Jim Jordan. So hopefully that's a very small number.
Well,
I mean, you think he's universally respected, but there's always a few people that don't.
Did you see that the very first thing the interim speaker did was kick Nancy Pelosi out of her office?
Yes.
Like, in the Capitol?
Yeah, that should have been done a long time ago, but it is funny.
Why wasn't she removed from there when she lost the speakership?
Hey, do you remember, Dad, when me and you were just talking about the other day, we always see, like, the same 20 people maybe on camera?
Yes.
Like, the same congressmen and congresswomen taking up all the airtime?
Yeah, there's like 415 of them you never even heard of.
The interim speaker is one of them that I've never heard of.
Yes.
I have no idea who this guy is. He's just
Patrick,
some angry little guy from, like,
Mick
North
Henry.
Carolina or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks small.
He's between 5'4 and 5'6 is what it says. Huh. You got to have somebody to run, because the way it's set up, that's where most of governance is supposed to take place, in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
So somebody has to run that freak show.
But not McCarthy.
The first thing I thought is when they removed McCarthy was, when they put McCarthy in there, wasn't it because nobody else wanted the job?
Yeah, people no. are not. Yeah,
no, it's because McCarthy wanted it.
Yeah, but Jim Jordan didn't want it. Steve yes. Scalise yeah, didn't want it.
Yeah, but the other people, yeah.
Yeah, but they probably.
That's why they had to make all these.
They probably honestly thought that they couldn't win.
Jim Jordan wanted to be, what is he, the yes. chairman of judiciary?
And what he is right now is exactly what he wanted to be, the yes. chair of the Judiciary Committee.
And McCarthy was going to give it to him, so.
And also, to his credit, and Jim Jordan says this, McCarthy really stayed out of their way, gave them what they wanted, got them subpoenas when they needed it, and let them investigate, let them call people, you know, for questioning.
Right. I would love to have seen McCarthy been more aggressive, but there is only so much that you can do, because anything that they pass out of the House has to go to Senate for approval, and the Senate is controlled by Democrats. So one of the biggest things on this, people were saying this whole omnibus that they just extended this budget for 45 days. The House had put together something that they thought would pass that had really the most significant cuts in spending that had ever been produced by the House. And this group that ousted McCarthy would not vote for it. So you kind of question their principle if this was really important to them, because what ended up getting passed had more spending in it than what was originally presented. And they used the excuse, well, the Senate's not going to pass it because of the Democrats. Okay, but you just voted with all the Democrats in the House to get rid of McCarthy. So it's a mess. And people are just sick of everything. That's why I'm good with, like, let's wipe the slate and start over with the Constitution. All offices are vacated. Let's start over.
The Babylon Bee actually had an article, said the public votes for, you know, however many seats to be vacated. And
I really do, like, you touched on it, the no confidence vote as an option on the ballot.
Like Israel?
Yeah, that should be a thing.
It really should.
The more I like it.
Me too. Because we're going to, like I said, you know, this is like, you're giving me the option of pig manure or horse manure to vote for.
Okay, so they did both sides on the Babylon Bee. So nation votes to vacate all 535 seats of Congress.
Right. 435 and 100 in the Senate. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we're going to start, our elections are going to be in person with voter registration, ID, those people get a vote. Do you know how different the country would look if you had one election like that? All seats are vacated and you cannot vote unless you're registered and you have registered and have photo ID.
And one election would change this country. Let's retroactively put in term limits for Congress.
There you go.
At the same time as you vacate them all, boom, whole new ball game.
I mean, Matt Gaetz was not wrong when he was talking about the chaos of $33 trillion of debt and $2 trillion a year annual deficit and all that. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, I don't want to go on because I've talked about it before, but it's folly. The next big story, there's a couple of really big stories. The next big story was this, supposedly now the Biden administration says they're going to build some kind of border wall in Texas. This is,
yes.
Folks, don't fall for it. I mean, it's just, no. Even if they physically put something up there, it's not for the purpose of keeping illegal immigrants out. That's not the purpose of it. It'll
just
be
to funnel them through the gate.
Yes, it's just for the purpose of, now we can say we've done this because of public perception, but we're in control of it. We'll have a big gate in it. We'll let through the people, you know, if and when we want them to. It's not to stop illegal immigration.
No, it's so Karine Jean-Pierre has an answer other than, well, I don't know. We've talked about the policy before. We're doing a great job. The border's secure. It's so that she has a different answer that doesn't sound quite as much like blatant lying.
Because people are starting, I mean, it's as much PR as anything, because people are fed up with it. They hit a record number last month. September was the highest immigrant ever. 260,000 people came in the month of September. That's the record. So a lot of it is trying to combat that perception. But it's not going to change their policy. It's not going to change the way they're handling it. They're just going to open the gate. And rather than, and I think it's also a way to say, okay, Texas, you don't need to keep putting razor wire up and putting buoys in the middle of the river, because look, we're putting up a wall.
Yeah, they're going to weld the gate open when it's time for the migratory pattern of
right.
certain birds that can just fly over the wall. But that doesn't matter. We better open the gate just in case, so they don't run right into the wall.
Yeah. So, I mean, any other thoughts on the wall? I mean, that's a big thing that's out there. Because there's another big thing that's out there that broke last night that's, to me, maybe the biggest story of them all. And that's the fact that now our government is, it's out there that they are specifically going after, if you will, MAGA Americans.
Yeah, what was
I'm
the
not sure what you're referencing.
What was the news?
It was supposedly leaked that? To Newsweek.
Newsweek, that's right. It was, but yeah, Dan Bongino insists it's not a leak. It's on purpose.
No, it's a threat. They're telling you, don't mess around with us because we will arrest you. We will lock you up. Supposedly, there's a leaker out of the FBI that said, with all they say there's going to be, there's increased, I don't know how you want to say it, activity and threats and all this stuff leading up to the 2024 election. And so they are going to start, you know, more of these, the threat is more of these raids where they show up with 30 armed guys pointing guns at your head and all this kind of stuff. If you look cross-eyed at Joe Biden, that this is policy because of what they think is going on or what they say is going on leading up to 2024. But it really is just a threat. Don't step out of line or we will crush you. I mean, it is tyranny. It's the police state. I mean, whatever term you want to use.
I haven't been doing a lot of that, like watching these, right wing movies that have been coming out in the theaters. But I actually think that I might see Police State.
Yeah.
The Dinesh D'Souza, Dan Bongino movie.
Yeah.
October 23rd through the 27th, I guess. Is it like a limited in theaters thing?
I know it's going to be in theaters.
Oh, yeah. It's in theaters, and there's a virtual premiere on October 27th.
Yeah.
So you can, but you have to, it's the same thing as 2000 Mules was. You have to buy online ticket. You have to buy the movie to stream it. It'll probably link to your Rumble account through his locals like it did last time.
Did you look that up, Cassidy?
The story, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got anything to add to it from what you're reading?
They're citing that it's over, you know, threats of violence and major civil disturbances in the upcoming election.
Right.
So they're framing it as stopping January 6th.
Have you actually read it, Dad?
The article?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Because I would want to read it to see if it's really true that they flat out said that we'll arrest Democrats too if they participate in violence, but that's not likely to happen. They literally said that.
Right. That they, according to Bongino, that they wrote it in saying that this applies to all political spectrums. If you do these things, you know, it doesn't matter. If you do these things, you're going to get arrested. But we know that regardless of what Merrick Garland says, he's a liar, as we talked about 2 weeks ago, and they won't evenly apply justice. They're going to just target, conservatives. It's interesting. Our podcast from 2 weeks ago, Merrick Garland is a liar, took a big jump all of a sudden in downloads.
I told you we should name it something. We try to come up with, some of our names are super funny. We should do a segment of an episode sometimes where we just read and laugh at the old names of our episodes because they're funny. Some of them are funny. The one
when Rachel Levine became a thing.
Yeah, that's the best name ever.
The alternative that we didn't use.
Yeah. First female admiral disagrees with his privates.
But didn't Chris propose one that we didn't use? That
yeah.
Was even,
I'll say it. I'll it say was it. So good. Because he told me, he's fine. Like, you should have said,
It's fine to say, but we couldn't name it.
First female admiral discharges his semen.
Nah, that's a great name, man.
That one's perfect because it keeps it all Navy.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
And it's more shocking.
I am just, they're talking, this article talks a lot about mentions domestic violent extremist. It cites the extreme partisanship as an issue. So I'm thinking they're not
cool.
just saying, we'll go after anybody.
Quick question.
And it talks about specifically a threat from anti-government and anti-authority violent extremism. Yes.
How many sides does it take to create extreme partisanship?
At least two.
Two. It takes two to tango there, lefties. So you can't just be saying, oh, it's look how partisan we've become. Yeah, it takes two, though. Two sides. And I'm so sick of hearing how the right has become more extreme.
This is from the article. It says, the threats listed in that paragraph are all clearly associated with America's right, and in particular with Trump's MAGA supporters. So there you have it.
The conservative right hasn't moved an inch.
Correct.
I'm just saying, this is to answer your question of whether it's was a...
No, I understand. Yeah.
The reason the conservative right has not moved an inch is because the Constitution hasn't changed in, 220 years.
Yeah, our principles haven't changed. The Bible hasn't changed.
That's why,
pretty steadfast to those
things.
That's
why they're called conservatives. Yes, they want to conserve what exists.
And the other side literally calls themselves progressives. Conservatives... Yeah. And progressives, but we're the side that has become more extreme. Elon makes no sense, but what does?
Elon Musk nailed this like a year or so ago.
They made a new of domestic violent extremists. The A-G-A-A-V-E.
Agave?
The anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists.
What?
You are the agave.
Agave, like tequila?
Except with two A's in the middle.
Time out, though, on that. Say that again, the anti-government.
The anti-government, anti-authority, violent extremists.
Can I tell you?
Oh, so like the founding fathers?
Right, exactly. That's what I was just going to say. That is what the Constitution was written for. That's the purpose of the Constitution, to keep authoritarian governments out of people's lives. The Constitution limits the government, not the people.
In October 2022, they created a new subcategory, the AGAAVE-other. Of those who were a threat but did not fit into its anarchist, militia, or sovereign citizen groups. So you can be agave other. I don't know what.
Oh.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to say agave non-binary.
Dad is agave. Now he's on the list now for that little rant about the people. Yeah.
Oh, the people. Oh my gosh, the evil people. We stand up for
he's
people.
Agave. We got an agave here. Code agave.
Obviously, this is a quote. Obviously, if Democratic Party supporters resort to violence, it would apply to them as well.
Yes. And then doesn't it say
But yes, in practical terms, it refers to MAGA.
I had this thought, though.
Though it's carefully constructed to be nonpartisan.
So in 20...
That's a quote in here.
Leading up to the 2020 election, we had, the campaigns going on. You had Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist Marxist, specifically promoting anti-constitutional concepts. And he's not a problem? He's not getting raided, and his people, the Bernie Bros are not getting raided and locked up. He is directly opposing the written law of the land, our governing document.
You can't subvert the Constitution if you've already gotten rid of the Constitution.
Well, we don't live by it, but it's
you can't subvert what doesn't exist, and we've said. The last couple weeks, might as well hang that thing in a museum.
No, but
and let people stare at it on tours,
right?
Because it's an artifact.
No, but you get my point, right?
I do.
The folly of this is that he was actually out there openly, blatantly opposing the constitutional principles that this country is built on, and he's not a problem. It's just, I mean, yeah, I mean, the word hypocrisy might as well be eliminated from the political spectrum because it's completely worn out and exhausted.
Doesn't mean like racist anymore.
So the other story that we didn't talk about last week, and it was like, how did we not talk about that? This lawsuit against Trump, where they're saying he took loans, paid them back, everybody's happy, but he must go to prison.
Because he lied about the value of the property in which he took the loans out against, okay. Even though he paid everything back.
Okay, and that's true, but that's not even the salient point. The salient point is when you go in to get a loan, commercial or personal, they don't take your word for the value of the property. They send their own appraisers
out. Yeah.
So that should be the end of it right there. In fact, supposedly, like they referenced Mar-a-Lago being way overvalued. They only valued it at $18 million. It brings in, as a business, $25 million a year just in business. Let alone they say, well, it's only worth $18 million. Well, the business it does is worth, in realistically, it's probably somewhere.
Yeah, it's not worth $18 million. They show
$400 to $800 million.
I saw a picture of a lot that was next to where Mar-a-Lago is, and it's all overgrown trees, and it's an empty lot. It's worth $150 million.
Because of its location.
Yes, and Mar-a-Lago is right next to it, but it's, got buildings and stuff and the club. How is that worth $18 million? It's ridiculous.
I listened to Jonathan Turley go through this actual law in New York, and he said according to the law, you can charge somebody without anybody being damaged and paying back all the loans. Nobody has to have suffered in any way, blah, blah, blah. And you can still charge somebody with this. So he said, yeah, I guess legally, technically you can do this, but it makes no sense. There's no, again, the fact that the banks appraised the properties, made the loans, that should be the end of the story. If they got duped in not the real value, market value of the property, that's on them, not on Donald Trump.
But on top of all of that, the penalty that he is potentially going to get from this is what's really shocking. And a lot of anti-Trump people say that it's over the top. $250 million fine, as well as basically having all of his business certificates in the state of New York revoked.
Yeah, basically can't do business in New York.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's, and you just wonder how much of this is going to make a difference in that undecided area of voter, because the 47% for Trump or for conservatism and the 47% for, that are liberals. I mean, that's pretty set, all of this is fighting over 6% in the middle. That's why you go back to the whole speakership with McCarthy and Gates and say, why are we not focusing on what a horrible economy Joe Biden has and this, corruption that's being exposed? Because we want that out in the news cycle so that 6% is seeing that, not the fact that the Republicans can't, run their own party. Do you see this number? And I think that this is probably low, that since the Russia-Ukraine thing, we are spending $223 million a day in Ukraine. And that's based on the low numbers that they say that we've given them, like the $80 billion or whatever, not the actual $250 billion or whatever. It's probably more realistic.
Ukraine's freaking out right now with this McCarthy thing.
Oh, because they're not getting their money?
Yeah. It's only guaranteed for 45 more days there, or however many is left at this point.
That's why
it passed. They're like, oh no, where are we going to get our money from? Because Jim Jordan, when someone interviewed him, since he has announced that he's going to run for Speaker of the House, he's like, yeah, we're not sending money to Ukraine.
Good. I'm with Keith Malinak. Let's do this. Let's agree to a 6-month trial we just shut the government down and see what happens. Let's try it for 6 months.
Who is the FBI whistleblower that was on Bongino's show all the time? Kyle Serafin.
Yeah.
His podcast episode a couple days ago was hashtag no one for speaker. He just wants them to leave it vacant and let the continuing resolution run out and see what happens.
I'm down.
I'm not sure people understand how much stuff still gets paid by the government when the government is shut down.
This time, actually, they did not pass all that stuff, though.
What stuff?
That was part of the problem. Okay, so
Social Security is guaranteed for active duty military, but Social Security, there are certain things like
military or different government employees that they have agreed, they agree to pay during the course of the shutdown. Some of them get paid retroactively, like some just regular government employees. But this time, the Democrats would not agree to voting to pay the military.
Right. But when it comes to the government
would have shut down, it wasn't going to pay the military?
Right. Correct. The active duty guys would not be getting paid.
And that's like all fine and good for the people that we hate up at the top, but like your average.
Right. Your average E3 married and got a kid.
Yeah.
But things like Social Security, that's a different. That's not in the budget. That's
saving. Yeah.
Well, they don't have any money to save for a rainy day.
Right. Right, on if you're in the enlisted guys, so they kind of need it. But.
Well, enlisted guys get these huge like signing bonuses, and then they like buy a new car with it. So if they have a family and they did the right thing with the money, they're not completely broke.
Okay, but they probably didn't because they probably drive some old beater. And now they got a wife and maybe a baby. They want to put them in a good vehicle. I'm not going to fault them for that.
Yeah, but they still get the reenlistment bonuses.
They get reenlist.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'm saying if they saved it from when they were, you know, like an 18-year-old kid that enlisted and got a bunch of money and then just bought a new Dodge Charger and went overseas.
If an 18-year-old kid decided to save their money.
There's something wrong with them.
Good for them.
Do we want to talk any about the whole Biden corruption stuff?
Is there anything new?
Well, there is something new. Biden, Hunter's, it's his daughter, right? Naomi is.
Is that the one that he denies exists? Who are you talking about?
No.
I think it's Hunter's.
Naomi doesn't sound like a kid name.
Okay, she's 29 years old. She's a lawyer. Oh. And she was representing Peru.
Eldest daughter of Hunter Biden.
Yes.
So yes.
Representing Peru in what?
Peru. While she was living in the White House.
She worked on behalf of Peru.
Oh, so another
unregistered
foreign agent living in the White House.
Why did she live in the White House?
Yeah, that was my next question. Why did she live in the White House? Because
she's
Hunter
not Biden.
Was living
she's
in the
not
White House.
Joe's daughter.
For anybody but she's that an adult also. We got three generations living in the White House.
For anybody that doesn't understand this, I didn't want to get into it online with this person, but there was somebody that I have a bit of an association with. Was like, what's the problem, Joe Biden? The records that came out in the House hearings on this showed that they got this money in 2017. Joe was not the VP. He was not, this stuff was going on. He wasn't the president yet. Yeah, okay. I didn't want to get online back and forth. But even if that were true, and maybe it is. He did do some of it in between, but there were things that were going on after he was VP because of what he had done while he was VP. But even at a minimum, he was acting as a foreign agent and he wasn't registered, like you just said about Naomi. So he was in violation of FARA. Hunter was in violation of it. Naomi was in violation of it. Joe was in violation of it. Jack was in violation of it. Frank was in violation of it. None of these guys were registered as foreign agents.
Okay, beyond Naomi Biden, the granddaughter of Joe Biden living at the White House as an adult, her husband lived there. Her and her husband lived there. Why are they living at the White House anyway?
Economy is rough. They said, hey, Grandpa, you ruined the economy. At least let me come live in the White House.
It just says they spent months.
I actually think that the reason everybody is living there is to keep the circle tight and closed and keep their stories all on the same page.
They are literally circling the wagons.
Yes, exactly. That's my guess.
But not only that, I think it's to keep them quiet. They also have all of their, they have their kids too.
Yeah. I think Hunter Biden would absolutely love to unload on his dad. They have, I think it was 9 family members that are registered in this whole network of shell companies, kids and grandkids. And I mean, it just, there's no reason for that other than criminality.
I wonder if the Secret Service ever like sees Hunter Biden walking up to Joe in a mood and they get like really on edge. Like Hunter's about to do something to him. I bet they do. I bet they get in arguments heated enough that the Secret Service is like, they're about to kill him.
Hey, did you?
Speaking of Secret Service, they finally moved Joe's other dog that's been biting all of them from the White House.
They moved him to the farm.
His first dog they already moved for the same reason.
You know what I mean by the farm?
They showed some video, though, on Pat Gray of Joe kicking a dog.
Okay, well, that should have all the left mad at him.
So then wonder.
What, Fauci let fleas,
fleas eat their brains.
Beagles alive, and they didn't say a word. He said, well, beagles are the lesser. They're racist against dogs. They don't like beagles.
They seem to want to defend pit bulls even though they kill children, so.
I have a question for you guys. There's this talk about Glenn Youngkin getting into the race, the Virginia government, for president on the Republican side. Would that not basically be Ron DeSantis 2.0?
No. Youngkin is worse.
Does he not have the...
No, what I'm saying, but the lane, the way that he would be viewed would be no different than Ron DeSantis.
He doesn't have as much hatred because the things he did, I don't think, got quite as much publicity. He hasn't had as much publicity.
They did for a brief period of time,
Yeah, yeah.
I just, politically and the way that he'd be viewed, kind of the lane that he's picking to run in,
a bluer or more purple state.
But as a politician, the way he'd be viewed and his policy, I don't know. He's just, to me, we've already got a Ron DeSantis. We don't need another Ron DeSantis.
I don't even think he's Ron DeSantis. Yeah, I think he's Tim
Scott.
DeSantis isn't working.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is politically in this race, the way he would be viewed, he brings nothing to the table different than Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott. I don't see a lane for him. Lane's already taken. The lane that he would occupy and try to get momentum in, get traction in, is already occupied.
And also, with the way everything's going, he's not Trump, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
It would be insane for anybody. I can't think of a single... I cannot think of a reason... whether or not he thinks he's actually going to win or shake something up or bring something to the conversation or act as some kind of a blocker for some other whatever, I cannot think of a single strategy for or against Trump that would make sense that Glenn Youngkin would run.
If all of the other candidates, other than, say, Ron DeSantis, bailed out and every bit of support went to Glenn Youngkin when he got in, he'd still be 50 points behind or more behind Donald Trump. So what?
Yeah, I can't think of any reason, any political strategy that's only dumb.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to do it. I know that people are trying to talk him into it, but I hope he's smarter than that.
They love flushing their money down a toilet.
People's hatred for Trump clouds their judgment. There's no doubt about that. And I still have great, no matter how much Trump is up, I still have great concerns about his ability to win. He just pushes people's buttons, man. People love him or hate him, and unless we've fixed the voting system, which, Newsom just passed in California, no longer will there be any ballots counted by hand. It's illegal to count ballots by hand.
Where?
California.
It's not really going to change much there.
Did you see that Nancy or Dianne Feinstein voted the night of her death?
No.
You mean her daughter?
I heard that story. Well, somebody. Yeah. Is that what you get when you get power of attorney?
You get to vote for them?
In the Senate.
So speaking of Ron DeSantis, did you want to play the audio that you pulled from him on?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit long, but I will say this. It's really good. I don't know how you listen to this and not say, yeah, man, I like that guy. He should be the candidate.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay, why run against Trump? You're trying to thread this needle that will never happen.
Well, for a couple of reasons.
You can't disavow him because that's the base, and yet you're running against him. And that's why, I mean, let's face it, Ron. If campaign was going well, you wouldn't be on this show.
I don't think he can win the election. I could win the election. Two, I don't think he could actually get the job done that we need to do. For example, COVID. I think we need accountability for what this government did to this country with the COVID restrictions, mandates, and lockdowns. Donald Trump is not going to do that. He says he did everything right. He says he saved millions of lives with lockdowns. He claims his mRNA shot saved 100 million lives. He's not going to clean house at CDC, NIH, FDA, or any of that. I will do that. I will get the job done. And a lot of other things we do. The one thing about me in Florida, and even my critics will acknowledge, if he says he's going to do something, he will follow through and get the job done. So it's about the country. Are we going to get the country turned around or not? I don't think he's a vehicle that's doing. And I have been, when I supported him on the things I liked, I've said it. But I've been critical about the things that he didn't do, and I'll continue to do that.
But you campaigned for election deniers in 2022. Mm-hmm. This I do not forgive.
Well,
to quote The Godfather. I mean, Carrie Lake, who said Biden's an illegitimate president, Trump didn't.
Well, now she's attacking me, so maybe I did make a mistake there, because she's out there saying, she's trying to say that we mandated vax in Florida when we did the opposite. We protected people even from private mandates. So that may have been.
But Trump lost the election, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so why did you campaign for people who
Because I wanted to see Republicans win key races. And I think it's important.
That's not a deal breaker issue for you? That's not democracy?
Let's go back to 2016. Your friends in Hollywood were cutting ads telling the Electoral College to vote against Trump in the Electoral College because it was stolen.
Yes.
They said Russia stole the election.
Yes.
For years they said that. So don't act like
They're
this is like
saying,
a unique thing in modern history of the country. First.
Oh, we also forgot to mention our guest host, Pat Gray.
Pat Gray and Keith Malinak
with
so,
us.
Speaking
yeah,
over
I
the
pulled
top
that
of
from
it.
Their show. The only problem I had with that is that when he said Donald Trump lost the election, his answer should have been, we don't know because we've never been allowed to truly examine what went on.
Yeah, but I...
Rather
but
than
still,
giving
you're
in
right.
and going, yeah, yeah.
You're right. For the most part, he...
Yes, you can.
He did really, really well.
He did.
And I...
He did 1,000 times better than Donald Trump would have done. I mean, period.
I'm definitely 100% decided at this point that I'm DeSantis. I'm DeSantis all the way up to the end of the primary.
I am going
to vote for DeSantis in the primary. And one of the other reasons why I'm definitely going to vote for DeSantis and there's no more am I DeSantis, am I Ramaswamy, is because of another soundbite. So sorry, two soundbites in a row.
When I heard this soundbite, I said, I'm out on Vivek.
Yeah.
Same.
So
and I was already halfway out.
So I'm going to turn it over to our guest speaker again, our guest host, Pat Gray.
Democratic or Republican idea.
These are not Democrat ideas or Republican ideas.
This is an American idea.
These are fundamentally American ideals.
Imagine they were driving a car and they drove it into the ditch.
Right. If somebody has repeatedly crashed your car,
you can't have the keys back.
Do you want to turn over the keys to the same people who crashed it?
Wow. Is it Russia? In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
I have a newsflash. The USSR does not exist anymore.
You know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
It fell back in 1990.
A skinny guy with a funny name.
Who the heck is this skinny guy with a funny last name?
But they sense deep in their bones.
I believe deep in my bones.
Out of many, one. We are one people.
I have a dream that we can be one.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's Obama and Vivek Ramaswamy side by side. And when I heard that, I'm like, you're not gonna fool me a second time. And I don't know that that Vivek is Obama, but I got Ron DeSantis. I don't need to take the chance.
I feel even more strongly now about the whole Pete Buttigieg and Vivek Ramaswamy both being given questions on that same town hall, that same Democrat town hall. And even more so when I just heard this week that Pete Buttigieg's dad was responsible for translating these Marxist texts into English for people to read in the United States back in the 70s. Pete Buttigieg has obviously been raised his entire life to be some kind of Marxist plant in the government. I mean, his dad was a dyed-in-the-wool, you know, card-carrying Marxist. So for him to appear on that thing at the same time as Vivek, and for all this weird Vivek stuff going on, something is wrong. With him.
This doesn't necessarily mean to me Vivek is Obama, but if Vivek's supposed to be this super smart guy, that your strategy was, okay, let me just look at this guy who was really popular and really successful, people fell in love with him, and copy him, but maybe you should change it enough so that it's not that obvious.
Don't be a Joe Biden plagiarize.
I don't think it's that. I think the same creepy shadow government wrote both lines for them.
But if Obama currently is the shadow government,
I don't know. He might be.
We've said he's the one pulling all the strings.
You know, maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe the people who were pulling Obama strings are still pulling the strings now. So, I'm completely turned off of Vivek at this point. Vivek like fake.
Well, like I said, my thing with Vivek is I don't know, but I don't need to take a chance because I have Ron DeSantis.
You're right, and so that's another thing I've thought about lately. I'm done with people who basically, I'm not going to listen to anything they say. I am only going to look at what they've done, and nobody has done what they've said they were going to the way that Ron DeSantis has.
Right.
And I don't need to think to my, DeSantis did point one other thing out, I think in that show, where, but it wasn't in that clip, that he, I mean, do you really think that Trump is going to out people at the NIH and the CDC? Because he won't even admit that he handled COVID wrong.
Right.
So now, however, I believe that DeSantis would do what he said, outing those people? Yeah, they're bureaucrats. They weren't even elected. DeSantis has outed, Soros DAs in his state, a duly elected DA. He threw him out of office for not enforcing the law in the state of Florida. So, yeah, I think he'll do what he says because he has. So I'm done with what people say. It's only what people do. I'm DeSantis all the way through. I really wish his campaign was not being run by, obviously, the dumbest campaign manager in the world.
And I don't want to say that – I'm not saying Trump is dumb, but I don't think Trump is smart enough, and I don't think he has the wherewithal, the skills, the acumen – to really address, to know how to address all of the problems that are just rife in the federal government. It's just too much. It's just beyond him to try to correct all that needs to be corrected. On the other hand, there's something about the way that Ron DeSantis organizes and functions, and just, he's just a machine at like working his way through this stuff. That I think he's far more likely to take on all of the corruption and nonsense that's going on and selecting the right people. Donald Trump has a horrible track record at selecting the right people.
And then he doesn't, and he also doesn't fire the people that need fired.
Yeah.
He should have fired Fauci.
Yeah, absolutely.
He should have known fairly quickly into the handling of
he
COVID.
He gave over his government.
He didn't do it. He just gave.
It was too hard. It was too controversial. And he was going to get in trouble if people died. It was going to be blamed on him. And so he turned it over to the medical bureaucracy with Fauci at the head of it. And I mean, I can kind of understand that to a way, but still, now we got to hold you accountable. And there's somebody else out there that's better.
Speaking of COVID, do you want to talk about how the WEF has telegraphed their next big crisis, world crisis?
Water. Yeah, I don't know enough about it. Other than I know, that they're now good. They're using it. They're going to do this in the same thing. They want to get a hold of and control water because that's a way to control people. Because every single human being needs water. So,
well, the lady that I had heard, you know, talking about this, she was saying that basically climate change isn't scaring people enough.
Right, enough.
It's not. Right. It doesn't hit home. That woman well enough.
That was talking.
So let's do something to the water. That'll get their attention.
That woman that was talking, that's a man, right? That was a man, right?
Down a lot to the water.
Oh, I don't know. I just heard a soundbite. I just maybe thought she
If you saw her, you would question whether that was a man.
Man hands.
She did have man hands and an Adam's apple.
It's not called an Eve's apple.
Yeah, so... Yeah, people are not scared enough by climate change to surrender their lives to the WEF or whoever, so they're going after water.
Yeah, we'll say now it's affecting the water, and that'll get them to fall in line. Because to be honest, that would be very, very scary.
Here's the thing, though. How can you stop me? Like, you could dig in your backyard, and there's water.
The government is taking control, like how they take farmland, they take wildlife, you know, areas and all this under government control. They're doing that to water, and they're doing it to sources of water.
Well, they already put a bunch of stuff in the water that is forever chemicals and never leaves your body.
But when they control land, then they control the people and what the freedom that people have when you don't own your own land.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with the principle of partially just because you can go dig in your backyard and have water. So they can't really stop that.
That's not true. They will tell you can't do it.
Yeah, they'll tell you can't do it.
But you physically can.
Okay.
I'm
not saying it's not a problem.
Apparently a video has resurfaced on Twitter from 2022. Professor Mariana Mazzucato discussing the new economics on water launch of a global commission.
Gosh.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it, both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it is, right, it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems, which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Mm. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really in some ways experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably?
Common good. Okay, so anyway, I didn't know that.
Where they're framing it as getting water to places where they don't have water, though.
That was just a YouTube video I looked up, and it just happened to be Pat Gray again. So he's been in the show like a lot, like little snippy comments everywhere. That was not on purpose. I didn't pull that. I literally just searched for it.
We'll pay him a percentage of the royalties that we get from this show.
Yeah, because I'll give him 50%, because 50% of zero.
I'll give him 100%.
Is zero.
Zero.
So that's just one. I just put it on there, like, just keep an eye out for this. If you follow,
it's weird that they talk
about
it. It's weird the way she references
it,
because it definitely sounds like we're going to do something to your water. That's what it sounds like.
She's just making.
I found an article in Nature from March of this year that's headlined "Why We Need a New Economics of Water as a Common Good," because anthropogenic pressures and climate change are altering water flows worldwide. So I think she's trying to say that if we have people aren't understanding climate change, we have to reframe it as affecting water.
But
and
here's the thing.
Needs water, and you understand that.
Yes. But if they'll start issuing like restrictions and stuff, that's what she basically they're saying. Water is a far more convincing tool to
I'm
use
just trying to understand
than
what
to
she's
talk
saying.
About than for a random hurricane to come up and be like, that was climate change. Well, instead, they'll be like, well, your water's, you know, there's something wrong with your water.
This next story, I was completely dumbfounded when I heard it, that 41% of the French population said that they are willing and they think that they should limit over the course of their lifetime to only fly 4 times in order to help climate change.
So I don't know what that lady's talking about, that people don't understand how important climate change is.
Because they obviously do.
When I hear a statistic like that, and that makes me think we are completely lost if that higher percentage is willing to only fly 4 times in their lifetime to help the climate.
To be fair, though, it's the French.
They're French.
It's the French.
Yeah, I know, but there are other places in Europe where that they are saying, okay, if your trip is more than or less than 2.5 hours, or other countries it's 3 hours, then you can't fly it.
Yeah, but these are all countries.
Yeah, I've heard things about limiting short.
Remember, these are all countries that would have been Germany still if it weren't for us. So I'm not that surprised.
It's still shocking to me. I just, because obviously the messaging is getting through with.
Okay, but can we really talk about all these polls and all these numbers? Have you ever been polled? Do you know anyone
who's
ever been polled?
I take it you listen to Dave Rubin.
French.
Well, no, I have thought this before.
Oh. Like, yeah, I've never received a single call for a poll.
I actually have. On our landline.
From Gallup?
I don't remember.
Think about how
landlines?
Many. Think
Look,
about
if
how
you're
many
only
people
calling
really
landlines,
are.
It was
that
a long
skews
time.
Your data.
It was a long time ago. But yeah, Dave Rubin was making this point with Megyn
Kelly.
Megyn Kelly,
too.
What, about how he doesn't know anyone who's ever actually
ever
been polled?
Ever been polled, yeah.
His was like on the Trump thing, though, but he was... Those numbers are so far, though, that
he's late to the party, because I've said it on this show before, and it's 100%, I think, accurate. Rush Limbaugh always used to say that polls now are used to shape public opinion, not reflect it.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, but it's not like there's never somebody doing a legitimate poll. But, yeah, for the most part, I think that's true.
And here's the thing. Even if they are calling people and asking them, that's just so there's some people out there that go, yeah, I've been questioned in a poll before. But realistically, they could publish whatever they want. And yeah. I think they do. Which is why there's no other really explanation for why you start to see political races tighten in the polls as it gets closer to election time.
Right.
Because
they don't want to be so far off.
They don't
want
to be so far off that some company doesn't contract them in the future to do a poll about something else. Because how accurate their polls end up being does reflect the future business they're going to get. But at first, they just put whatever... I wouldn't be surprised if they're getting kickbacks from somebody to put out polls that say a certain thing. And then as it gets closer, they just edit it. They got to start to walk it in a little bit to what it really is.
I want you guys to tell me, this is a thought that came up, popped into my head, and maybe somebody out there has talked about it. I haven't heard anybody say this, but it dawned on me. I think this is true. You tell me if you think I'm right. And I can't put an exact event on it, but if I had to point to an exact event, I would point to the Ukrainian phone call with Trump that they impeached him over, saying he was doing a quid pro quo. If that had never happened, all of this investigation that and all the information we know about Joe Biden's influence peddling and pay to play and Hunter Biden and all that that's coming out and all that we're hearing and reading about, if that single event had not happened, none of this would be happening. If they had not tried and wanted to get Trump impeached so badly and tarnish him, so they did that. If they had not done that thing, none of this that's going on with Joe Biden's corruption would be happening.
Do you think
that's we wouldn't know about any of it?
Do you think that's because Trump would still be president?
Yes, that's one part of it. Yes.
Okay, because if not for the fact that Trump was if that situation occurred where they didn't try to impeach him for that and Trump still lost, I actually think it would have come out in another way, and I think it would have been Russia invading Ukraine. Maybe. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I still think it would have come out, but just from a different catalyst that would have prompted people to start looking into it. It would have been, their ties to Ukraine. As conservatives, you know, as they are now, are saying we're sending way too much money. Why are we sending so much money to Ukraine? I think it would have come out.
But
then.
We wouldn't be. And maybe that's true. But if it is, we wouldn't be anywhere close to having the volume of information that we have. It would only be the first little drop of water or so at this point.
It's very possible. I do think that was probably the start of it.
If they'd have just left it alone.
You know, the alternate timeline, I still think it would have come out with the war in Ukraine.
If not that specific event, then just in general, their hatred to get Trump. If they didn't have that, then we wouldn't have any of this going on with Biden. It is their hatred and their desire to get Trump so desperately that has caused this investigation into Biden to come out.
I think that if they didn't hate and push back on Trump so much, that Trump wouldn't have pushed back so much on them.
Yeah.
And I think that could definitely also be part of it.
Still be in office because a part of that was COVID and using it to get rid of him. So if they hadn't used COVID because of their hatred for him to get rid of him, then he'd still be president and none of this would be happening. Yeah.
And if he were still president, I don't think there'd be nearly as much of this police state stuff going on like there is, and that would have led to not as much, you know, judiciary oversight like we have going on right now. No, I mean, it definitely was a spiral, and you're right. I can't exactly pinpoint. Was that the first impeachment? That was the first impeachment.
Yeah, the second was over January 6th.
Then I agree. Probably, yeah. That certainly could have been kind of where it started to spiral.
I didn't know where to put this, but I put it under humor, if nothing else, if we want to end with, is that Meghan Markle seriously wants to run for Congress?
I feel like that should be illegal.
There's not like a more unanimously hated person in America.
It doesn't even matter about that. And I don't care that she's a U.S. citizen. And even though she's been like outcast, she's a member of the royal family. She cannot.
Have they been denounced? Have they?
Yeah, of course they have. I'm not going to tolerate. We kicked England out a long time ago.
They've abdicated.
All right? We're not going to put them back in.
Is she a British citizen?
I don't know. Her husband and her children are, so I don't care. And she was once a member of the royal family, so no.
So like they talked about putting her in, though.
The King of England is electing him president.
I may
president.
Have taken the late queen, though.
Yeah.
She's a pretty decent lady.
They talked about putting Meghan Markle in though to replace Dianne Feinstein, but apparently they went with this lady that's from Maryland. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, she's moved to Maryland.
Hey, yeah, but guess where Meghan Markle's from? England.
I just can't believe that. But here's the thing: in California, she could get elected. How do you know she couldn't get elected in California right Democrat machine?
No, she absolutely could. She's just would be another AOC because she's pretty vapid.
If
she's not smart, when you sit down and listen to her talk, when she's not just, you know, posing for a picture somewhere and she has to be analytical and try to verbally express anything, she sounds super dumb.
Pencil neck Adam Schiff wants Dianne Feinstein's seat. Can you see, and that's supposedly what Markle would run for. Could you see the two of them going at each other? Oh my gosh. That'd be worth a show. That'd be worth a ticket. I mean, I don't want either one of them to be in the Senate, but.
Adam Schiff censured?
Probably.
I don't think that's the kind of person that you put back into Congress.
He's already there in Congress. He just wants to be a senator instead of a representative. Yes.
I thought he didn't run.
No, he's there.
Okay. Well,
don't hear so much about him anymore.
No Meghan Markle. I'm out. I'm out on that one. But I don't get to choose. the great people of California get to choose.
The great people?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some good people in California.
Oh, yeah. Grandma.
Okay, so...
That's the only one.
Which I won't be. I won't be on the podcast for a few weeks. One of which I will be with Grandma.
A few weeks in a row?
Yeah, because I'm leaving for a conference Thursday. And then the next week, I'll be coming back from... No, the next week, I come back on Wednesday from Grandma's. Then I'm going to leave.
Like, as into San Antonio? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, as we get ready to end this show... Hey! Is Biden have a speech about Ukraine tonight? Is that tonight?
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought that Biden had like a speech schedule, like a TV speech.
I did hear about he was going to make some big announcement.
Some big announcement about Ukraine. He was going to do some public speech about it.
Boots on the ground.
Hey, that's something we didn't even talk about. Well, the boots on the ground. He's saying people are thinking he's going to.
Some people say he's going to announce that. So we'll see. This, you know, we could have maybe we recorded this one day too early because maybe tomorrow we'll be
just like last
freaking
time
out
when Friday morning we found out Dianne Feinstein died.
Was dead. Yeah, that's not
okay. So here's the one. Though,
but anyway,
go ahead. What?
Because mine's the end.
Okay. Well, the we didn't talk about real quick. Who does RFK going third party take more votes from, Trump or Biden?
That's a question that we have yet to see.
I don't have time to answer that.
No. I think it's probably Biden, but...
I think probably Biden.
Yeah, me too. Matt Walsh thinks
it pulls from both.
Matt Walsh thinks it's from Trump, but I
think... Matt Walsh is wrong.
Matt Walsh assumes that all Democrats are wacko extreme leftists, and they're not.
Matt Walsh thinks that aliens are real, so...
No, he doesn't.
I know. Okay, but anyway, as we get ready to end this show, Biden is getting ready for... his big speech, I think, that's coming out tonight. Maybe not. But anyway, so this is like what he does for his warm-up. Okay, so let's get ready to bumble.
Focused. I haven't... Look.
Let's get ready to bumble!
I think it's a right for people that bad in healthcare. True and international average of pressure.
God, I can't believe I said that.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
Y'all ready for this?
I was going to put him in the foot.
Well, Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Wait.
All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
If it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway... We went for two reasons. One, to...
Come on, man!
the guy who runs that outfit over there. I've had a couple questions. But the nature... Not Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Ready for this?
What am I doing here?
I'm talking.
I got hairy legs that turn that.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me. I appreciate it very much.
What?